Hey, VoiceTube listeners, how's it going today? This is your host, Steve, and I'm coming at you with a new pronunciation challenge. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about old people and technology. Usually, these two words don't really go together very well, do they? Speaking of my grandparents, my grandmother, she can't really use a cell phone, and I don't think she's owned a computer in about 15 years. And even though she has that cell phone, it's a really old flip phone, and she doesn't really know how to use it. Now, my parents, they're in their 50s now. They're getting a little bit better with technology. But when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I always had to fix stuff for them. You know, oh, why won't the TV turn on? Steve, can you come fix it? Maybe that would have been something as easy as plugging in, you know, the AC into the wall or putting an HDMI cable into the TV. So they're getting better. And now my dad actually has an iPhone, I think 9. So he has a nicer phone than I do. Yeah, I'm still kind of in the old stone age when it comes to phones. And I noticed in Taiwan that old people seem much better with technology. I see old people on the MRT all the time with cell phones. Sometimes they're playing games, texting people online, or using Facebook. And I'm just really impressed. I'm like, wow, the old people in Taiwan are really good with technology. Why are American old people so often so bad with it? So I'm wondering if maybe Taiwanese old people are better than the old people in America. All right, guys, today's sentence says, I'll just put your credit card information into our system here. Oh, here we are. Here we are. Okay, let's move on to the pronunciation. This is actual dialogue, and it's actually somebody speaking. So it sounds kind of polite. You know, if you go into a store like 7-Eleven or Muji or something, the cashiers and the people who work there tend to be very polite to you. So she says in the video, I'll just put your credit card information into our system here. The just is emphasized. The just is a little bit louder, and we like to emphasize that swiping this credit card is going to be really easy, and I want to help you. So let me just swipe that credit card of yours. No problem. But that's not going to be any problem at all. So the just emphasizes the sentence to make it more polite and show that the action that the speaker is going to take is something that's going to be very simple for her. It's no problem. Now, you might have also noticed that the end of the sentence is a little bit strange. They say the same thing two times. Oh, here we are. Here we are. So usually if we say the same thing twice in English, it means that we're either trying to think and slow down our speech, or maybe we're a little bit confused about something. So maybe I might say something like, how do you get there? How do you get there? I'm trying to think of how I get to this place. Maybe I want to go to Taipei 101. How did I get there? How did I get there? So you can see I'm slowing down. My talking is a little bit more quiet. And I'm just trying to buy myself time so I can hopefully remember how to get to Taipei 101. In this case, she's trying to remember something else. All right, we're going to move on to the vocabulary, guys. And word number one is information. Information. It's a noun. Here is an example sentence. My teacher taught me the wrong information. Taiwan is not in Europe. So you can see the information is used as a noun. I got information. I was taught information from the teacher. So it has to be a verb that accompanies it. In this case, teach information or give information. And of course, Taiwan is not in Europe. It's in Asia. So yes, if your teacher really taught you this, this would be very, very incorrect information. Word number two is just. Just. It's an adverb. This seems like a very easy word, and some people might think, oh, why are we doing such an easy word on the pronunciation challenge? I like to do some adverbs and prepositions that some people might be confused on, and just is a really good example. Just is a hard word to use because it has so many different meanings. Usually it's used with time, and today I'm going to teach you how to use it mostly with time or to make something seem easier. So listen to this example sentence. I don't want to go to the night market. I just ate dinner 10 minutes ago. So I just ate dinner. I could just say, I ate dinner 10 minutes ago. But I want to add the just in there to emphasize that just 10 minutes ago, only 10 minutes ago, I ate dinner. So I definitely don't want to eat more food. The just makes the verb stronger as well as the meaning of the sentence. So just is a really common word, but in sentence one, we use it to emphasize time. But listen to this next sentence that has a different meaning. Let me just turn the light on. Maybe your girlfriend or boyfriend comes home with you and your apartment's really dark and they're scared. They go, I don't know, it's really dark in here, it's scary. So maybe you can say, let me just turn on the light. So just turn on the light. So it's going to be talking about a verb, but in this case, it's not talking about time. It's talking about the fact that the action of turning on the light is something that's really easy to do. There's no problem. I can do that. I can help you. No problem at all. Let me just turn on the light. No more ghost. See? These are two meanings of just. There's actually a lot more, and this is kind of a complex word despite how short it is. So please leave some examples below. Leave some questions as well, and I'll try to get to as many as I can. Just because it looks like an easy word doesn't mean it is, and just is a good example. So this is a very good word to master. Our last word today is another noun. The word is system. System. So there's many ways we can use system. It could be an operating system for a computer or a smartphone, like Apple's iPhone uses iOS, whereas Google has Android. It could also be your government system, like democracy or communism. It could be a study system. Maybe you like to watch VoiceTube. I like to use flashcards. So different study systems. So this word can be used for a lot of different things. The definition is an assemblage or combination of things or parts forming a complex or unitary whole. So it's kind of a confusing definition if you're just reading that. But listen to this sentence. I use a PC because I don't like the iOS operating system that Apple uses. So as you can see, it's an operating system. It's putting something all together. And so you have all your apps, you have your homepage, you have the internet. All this has to be compiled into one tiny little phone. So Apple uses the iOS operating system, while PC uses the Windows system. All right, thanks for listening to today's episode, everyone. I know that was a lot of information. I have no doubt that you can learn it. How are your grandparents with technology? Do they like smartphones and computers? Can they use them? Now, it's kind of interesting to me because I was raised in the 90s as a kid, and technology has grown so much even since then. So I think when I'm old and when you're old, we're all going to be people that can use technology, like computers or cell phones or video games. But when we're old, I don't even know if computers or smartphones will still be around. Maybe. But maybe we'll also have something like our brains being altered, so we will be more like computers than our own body. That's a little bit creepy, I know. Or maybe we'll have some androids or robots that do everything for us. So it's really hard to imagine how the world can change. And I hope when I'm old, I can still use technology. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Leave your questions and comments below. I'll catch you on the next episode. Cheers.